This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A major grant to the CU Anschutz Medical Campus promises to help fuel advancements in new treatments and cures. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The medical campus plans to create the Gates Institute. The facility will try to translate research findings on things like gene therapy into treatments for patients. Funding from the Gates Frontiers Fund and CU Anschutz is expected to amount to $200 million over the next 5 years. The Institute will build on innovations in stem cell research for cancer and rare diseases. Dr. Terry Fry, a well-known T-cell researcher, has been named the center's executive director. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Denver-based startup plans to build a commercial training complex for astronauts in Lone Tree. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the facility is slated to open in 2026.
The company, Star Harbor, says it's in the midst of raising money for the 54-acre development. On top of training facilities, like a high-gravity centrifuge and land and underwater habitats, the project will include a space-themed hotel, office space, and entertainment venues. Star Harbor says the complex could attract more than 2 million visitors per year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Spirit Airlines shareholders are scheduled to vote on a buyout pitch from Frontier Airlines next month. The Denver-based company's nearly $3 billion offer isn't the only one on the table. JetBlue has made an offer that exceeds Frontier's by more than half a billion dollars. You can find more at CPR.org.